You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Notre Dame fans often get mad. Why don't we get taken as seriously as some of these college football powers and some of that? I see and hear some of that a lot. I feel some of that. Why don't we get taken seriously when this stuff's going on? You know why? I'll give you an example why. I don't understand how so many Notre Dame fans think it's cute to brag on social media all weekend about a guy's hair and a beard and not for how high he's going to be drafted out of Notre Dame. You know, I get it. It's cute. There's Hartman running in slow motion to look at how beautiful he is and all that. Oh, it's like Baywatch running on the beach, the slow motion. And there's Pam Anderson bouncing down the beach and it's beautiful, it's slow motion. I understand it. But am I the only one in Notre Dame Nation that thought this is freaking pathetic that all of our people are getting aroused at the guy running and his beard and his hair and nobody's talking about? Look at our good quarterback. Is he going to get drafted number one quarterback off the board or number two or three? No, it's all about the guy's hair and his stupid beard, not about how good he is at football. I'm sick of it. That's not what we're here for, to talk about that guy's beard and his hair. The discussion needs to be about how high is our great quarterback getting drafted. No, every single tweet was about his stupid beard and hair. And I'm sick of it. Go away. Go get a big deal somewhere and be a spokesman. Be on commercials. Go start a Michael McDonald cover band. I keep forgetting we're not in love anymore. I keep forgetting I couldn't complete a pass against Clemson. Go do something else. I'm over it. I'm over it. So, you can say, I'm no fun. You can say, John, you're a hater. Lighten up. You're taking it too serious. Can't we just enjoy something? Whatever. Whatever. Okay? I wanted the guy to succeed. I supported his success literally with my own time and money, promoting his NIL event. I literally went out of my way personally, physically to support the guy's success by putting together the event I did, promoting his NIL. Literally, we bought the supplies. We got out there early, did all this to support him. It's nothing personal. I was happy to do it. But spare me. Spare me. Okay? It's embarrassing. Other people are talking about how high is our quarterback going to get drafted? What is Notre Dame talking about? How good that guy's hair looks. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Oh, that's our guy. Look at our guy. Ooh, look at our guy. Ooh, there's Sammy, our guy. Ooh, why? Notre Dame's quarterback is more known for his hair and his beard than how good he is at football. Nobody has a problem with this. I've had enough. Go away. Go be a spokesman. Put him on The Bachelor and have a whole bunch of 42-year-old divorced women addicted to wine chasing him around a pool. I don't care what you do. But I'm starting to get sick of it, okay? I've had enough. I'm over it. I don't care. We tried. It failed. We lost 3 games. And now everybody wants to talk about his hair at the combine. You want to know why some people don't take Notre Dame seriously as a football operation? That's why. Your quarterback is known for his hair and his beard, not winning. I'm done with it. Go away. Go make your money. Go be beautiful and get off my TV. I'm done with it. He was a part of why we beat USC. Cool, but it doesn't matter if you lose 3 other games. It literally doesn't. Like, I appreciate that. A big part of the reason we beat USC. I would also like to add the handful of turnovers was a bigger part of why we beat USC. Let's be honest about that. The handful of turnovers we caused against Caleb was a bigger part of the reason we beat them than that guy, Mike McDonald over there, writing a keyboard song when we're on defense. I keep forgetting we're not in love anymore. I keep forgetting things will never be the same again. And then, oh, I got to throw a pass. And then he's in a Head and Shoulders commercial. And then he's back there with the Doobie Brothers taking it to the streets. You don't know me, but I'm your brother. I forgot how to throw any passes against Clemson. Bro, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm done. Go away. Go away. We all tried this and we did it genuinely. Go away. I can't take it anymore, man. Our guys need to be known for being good at football, not this other crap. People are saying, oh, John, you're just going after the hair because you're jealous of the guy's hair. Who would be jealous of the guy's hair? Fabio's jealous of the guy's hair. Everybody's jealous of the hair, but that's not the point. I'm just telling you, I had to get off Twitter. I had to get off Twitter. Every single time I open Twitter, there's 90 different people. Oh my God, look at his hair. Look at him run. Who cares? He's not good enough at football. He's not good enough at football, though. And the other thing is, if this was like a bunch of women, if the tweets I saw by the dozen, if they were from women, like, oh man, that's my boyfriend, you know, whatever. Ooh, look at him or whatever. That's different. But our diehard Notre Dame football male fan base is fanboying at the combine about our guy's hair and beard rather than how good he is at football. You want to know why a lot of people in this country don't take Notre Dame seriously as a football operation? Look at the way Notre Dame fans reacted to that guy's hair and not that he isn't that great at football. Sorry. If you want to be taken that serious, it's got to be about the football, man. And if he was great at football and at the Michael McDonald, now you're cooking. See, I'm not saying you can't love this at all, but only if he's good. If he's good at football and he's a Michael McDonald model, beautiful, beautiful. But if it's just the good hair and beard and... I literally got off Twitter because I couldn't handle it anymore. Just every next tweet, a Notre Dame podcaster, a Notre Dame whatever. Oh my God, look at this. Ooh. There's no meat on the bone, bro. This is just, it's stuff that doesn't matter. Put it in your brain. Notre Dame starting quarterback went to the combine and all anybody's talking about is his looks, not how good at football he is. That sums up what people think. That sums up what a lot of people in this country think of Notre Dame football. That. You want to be taken seriously? You don't react that way. If you want to be taken seriously, it can't be about that. And that's all it was about. That slow motion run right down the beach like Pam Anderson in the beginning of Baywatch. Ooh, look at me go. But you can't complete a pass against Clemson, though. So I don't care about your hair. All right. I'm sorry. Nick Dean says, I love the fact they just got out of the meeting and John's going off about Hartman and his hair. I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't handle it. It really was embarrassing. It really was embarrassing because all I hear from Notre Dame fans is we want to be taken more seriously in all this. That's not serious football behavior. It's not serious football behavior. If he was great and had the Mike McDonald, now we're cooking. Then I unleash the ability and think it's just to prop that part up too, but only when the main part of it is being elite. So give the guy the next Bachelor. I'm telling you, that's the perfect thing for Hartman is you make him the next Bachelor. Could you imagine him on The Bachelor with those looks and that smile and all of the 38-year-old on their first divorce wine moms that'll be lining up to get with them? You make him the Bachelor and you have all the promos with his perfect hair and they could show him running in slow motion, whatever. But it ain't football. It ain't football. I keep forgetting how to throw a complete pass. Bro, I just can't deal with it. All right.